With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. A wildfire started outside of Glenwood Springs and forced evacuations yesterday. The cause is under investigation. The Sunrise Court fire began at 2:40 p.m. Crews from Glenwood Springs Fire Department, Colorado River Fire Rescue, Carbondale Fire Department, and local law enforcement agencies all responded. A helicopter did bucket drops over the fire, with two tankers each dropping two loads of retardant. Residents on Sunrise Court in Red Cliff Road in the 4 Mile neighborhood were evacuated. They were allowed back into their homes at about 7:30 p.m. As of last night, the fire was estimated to be about 20 acres. Crews will continue to work on the fire line today. Residents can check air quality at purpleair.com. Another half-acre wildland fire broke out at Crown Mountain Park yesterday afternoon. It was contained by Roaring Fork Fire Rescue within 1 hour. Human-caused fires spike during Labor Day weekend. Weather in the Roaring Fork Valley looks hot and dry for the next few days, so White River National Forest officials urge precautions. Don't leave campfires unattended. Leave fireworks at home. Avoid driving on dry grass. Make sure chains aren't dragging on the ground when traveling. And don't be careless with smoking materials. Colorado residents will learn this week whether they'll have the final say over how the state casts its vote for presidential candidates. Scott Franz has more.
This past spring, the governor signed a bill into law that made Colorado part of a group of other states that want to give their electoral votes to whoever wins the national popular vote. But a group opposing that change recently turned in a petition with more than 220,000 signatures. The Secretary of State's office has until Friday to verify the signatures and determine whether they're enough to put the issue on the ballot. Critics of the national popular vote say it would give more power to bigger states like California and New York. But supporters of the change think it would force candidates to campaign beyond the battleground states. I'm Scott Franz.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.